Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you today?
Hi. I was just calling to make sure that you guys canceled my order because the money still hasn't went back onto my account. I called you guys days ago.
Okay. Can I have your zip code?
21740.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Monica Stevens.
Okay, and lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
111 Manor Drive, apartment 204, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21740.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me 1 second.
Yes, we live on Manor Drive. Manor Drive.
Okay, I'm still here with you. I'm just waiting for this account to pull up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, you just called. You called and spoke with someone on December 10th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. It does look like when you called in and requested for the account to just be canceled. So it doesn't look like you've been refunded, but what I can do is I can go in and offer a courtesy refund of 35% of that charge because they are considering that charge valid due to it being in the terms and conditions. But the account has been, go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Oh, when I called, I told her I wanted my money to be refunded. She said she was going to do that. No, if I'm only going to get a portion of it, I'm going to just dispute it with my bank so I can get all my money.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do have to advise you once you do that, they will contact us with that dispute and we will send the paperwork back letting them know and showing them that it was in those terms and conditions. And then after that, they will decide and determine that that was considered valid due to it being in the terms and conditions. But just give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to talk it over with my supervisor. 1 second.
Okay,
so I did go ahead and notate this account, and I did go ahead and get you fully refunded of the $67.32. It will be back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That's absolutely everything. I got to call my bank and cancel the dispute.
So you already filed a dispute with your bank?
Yes, ma'am, because when I called the other day, she told me she was going to refund me, and she clearly didn't.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I've already gotten you fully refunded.
Okay, so then when they contact you guys, you can just let them know you've refunded me already?
Correct. Or you can also contact them as well.
Okay. I'll contact them when I get refunded.
Yes, ma'am.
She told me, I'm sorry, but she told me last time that she was going to refund me.
Yes, and I don't see where
they... I need my baby.
Yes, ma'am. I don't see where a dispute was made through your bank. But yes, ma'am.
I just called my bank this morning. So
okay.
I don't think it'll be on there yet. They take a little while. They're slow.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So if you could go ahead and call your bank as soon as we get off the phone, because if they go ahead and put that dispute in, they're going to see that they're going to be able to see that it was a valid charge, and they're going to drop that dispute, and take that money back. So you may want to contact your bank. You can go ahead and contact your bank once we get off the phone. Because I did go ahead and get you fully refunded.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That was everything.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you as well.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.